This is Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmel Radio News at 11, I'm Olive Thomas. Grand Bassam County Senator Jonathan Kapi has written plenary of the Liberian Senate to discuss issues surrounding the setting of salary and benefits for the Liberian President. Senator Kapi said his communication is in keeping with Article 60 of the Liberian Senate. Article 60 states that the President and Vice President shall receive salaries which shall be determined by the legislature and be paid by the Republic. Such salaries shall be subject to taxes as defined by law and shall neither be increased nor diminished during the period for which the President and the Vice President shall have been elected. Senator Kapi argued that such a matter of legislative proceedings, it is incumbent upon President Weah to present to the legislature the amendment he so requests in a form of a communication of draft act. The Grand Bassam County lawmaker, in his communication, requested his colleague to carry out their function in line with Article 60. During his State of the Nation address, President Weah announced that with immediate effect, he was reducing his salary and benefits and challenged the legislature to see reason to do the same. The World Health Organization, WHO, has donated a consignment of drugs to fight neglected tropical diseases, NTDs, in Liberia. During the donation ceremony yesterday at the Ministry of Health, WHO Country Director Dr. Alex Kasasira said the consignment includes medication that will treat up to 2.5 million people in Liberia with lymphatic filariasis and onchocerciasis, 300 patients with leprosy and 100 people with Burulik ulcer. Neglected tropical diseases are a diverse group of communicable diseases that affect more than 1 billion people globally in 149 countries. Dr. Kasasira commended the government of Liberian partners, including the pharmaceutical industries, for their efforts in controlling NTDs over the last 14 years. He noted that the WHO's contribution towards tackling these NTDs, which affect the poorest of the poor, is in line with the new administration's pro-poor agenda and pledged the WHO's continued support to the health system of Liberia. Receiving the supply on behalf of the Liberian government, the Chief Medical Officer of Liberia, Dr. Francis Kete, thanked WHO for the donation and noted that it will be a major boost to fight NTDs in Liberia. Liberia is today joining the world over to celebrate Mother Language Day. The day is being celebrated under the theme, Linguistic Diversity and Multilingualism Counts for Sustainable Development. Languages, with their complex implications for identity, communication, social integrity, education and development, are of strategic importance of people and planet. Yet due to globalization processes, they are increasingly under threat or disappearing altogether. More than 50% of the approximately 7,000 languages spoken in the world are likely to die out within a few generations, and 96% of these languages are spoken by a mere 4% of the world's population. International Mother Language Day has been observed every year since February 2000 to promote linguistic and cultural diversity and multilingualism. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, says global deaths of newborn babies remain alarmingly high, particularly among the world's poorest countries. Releasing its new report on newborn mortality, UNICEF noted that babies born in Japan, Iceland, and Singapore have the best chance at survival, while newborns in Pakistan, the Central African Republic, and Afghanistan face the worst odds. According to UNICEF's Executive Director, Henrietta Fore, while efforts have been made to more than halve the number of deaths among children under the age of 5 in the last quarter century, the agency has not made similar progress in ending deaths among children less than 1 month old. The news is coming to you from Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A Tanzanian man has been arrested in Kenya before attempting to board a flight to Dubai with $1 million worth of gold. The 46-year-old man was carrying 32 kilograms of the precious metal when he was stopped by officers at Jomo Kenyatta International Airport, Nairobi, in Nairobi at the weekend. Authorities said they were acting on a tip-off. According to Kenya's Standard Media, he had traveled from Mwanza in Tanzania via Kilimanjaro. An investigation has been launched. Togolese opposition have announced a cessation of a protest in the country following a first round of political mediation led by President of Ghana, Nana Addo Akufo-Addo. Akufo-Addo and a team of facilitators on Monday met with the 14-member opposition coalition and government representatives in a bid to solve a political crisis that has been raging since August 2017. The opposition, according to a communique, secured significant gains from the talks with government, agreeing to release over 40 persons detained over their role in crippling and sometimes violent nationwide protests. The government also agreed to put a group of detainees before the courts. The release of the prisoners is said to be as a result of a presidential pardon dated February 19. In all, 45 out of the 92 detainees were to be released. And survivors of a Florida school shooting that left 17 people dead have traveled to the state capital to press lawmakers to take more action on gun control. About 100 students arrived in Tallahassee hours before the state legislature rejected a ban on assault rifles like the one used in the attack. They are due to stage a rally at the state house later and meet legislators. It is the first organized protest of the youth-led anti-gun movement that has swept the U.S. since the attack. Under pressure to act, President Donald Trump on Tuesday backed a move to ban devices that can enable rifles to shoot hundreds of rounds a minute. This bump stock accessory was used by a gunman in Las Vegas to kill 58 concert goers last year. That's the Omer Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.yourmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or Twitter/UNMIL News. I'm Olive Samus. Good morning.